B-Pod Studios.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row. This hour of coverage brought brought to you by IntraSystems. We got the McCourty twins standing in front of us.
Hello, hello.
How many people do you guys need? That's really the question.
What are our twins? Well, I mean, normally it's...
All right, so I have double. There's two of them.
Twice the entourage size because there's two McCourtys.
The entourage. One, two. Oh, no, he's not with them. One, two.
They have pizza.
Three, one guy has a pizza.
Four. Five is that guy with them with the blue hat? He's not. He's just sort of hanging out.
So who was the guy that never got back to you and Capello?
I'm gonna check. Was it Lance? Where's Capello?
If Capello's here, he's gonna...
Well, they're here for Pizza Hut today. Are they also here for Pizza Hut tomorrow, or is that a separate thing?
I don't know.
But probably be here for Papa John's tomorrow.
They would be, and I would assume are right now the most popular interview on Radio Row because they brought food, and there's no food here. So... Hey, your guys are over there.
Wait, is it Logan? Logan.
Yell Logan. See who turns around. Uh-oh.
They don't want to embarrass the guy.
Capello's going after him.
Oh, here he goes. Oh, we got a camera on this?
Now it's on.
Look at Capello. Capello is in there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, just check your email.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This can get real ugly.
I don't know what they're
doing.
Just
to bring you up to speed, we were asked if we wanted to have the McCourtys on, and we said yes, and immediately replied, and then no one ever got back to us after how many attempts to reach out between you and Capello?
Yeah.
Six?
To my point. Why would
I emailed
you
and called.
Boston State.
He called six times, emailed at least once.
After they asked us, would you like to have the McCourtys on Radio Row? We said, of course
we would
love to speak with the McCourtys.
They came in there yelling at us already.
Yeah.
They're like, why are we going with you guys?
Great to see you guys. Yep. Hope you're enjoying the week.
God, they're talking to Capello now. Oh, boy.
Is that Michael Vick?
He's here today.
Does he want to come sit down?
Yeah.
Mike? All right.
Okay. Fantastic.
I mean, look at McCourty's. McCourty's got like a dozen people. Then you've got like a great quarterback there who's got two. I like the quarterback style. Two. That's a good number. Two.
100% pizza in that pizza box.
They're about to find out.
We just sent the Bulldogs on Vic.
Good.
Good.
Okay.
Good, good, good.
Outstanding.
Oh, boy. All right, let's grab
some salt. This is so much salt in the wound because they're putting them on right now.
Such nonsense.
They're putting them on next to us and they have pizza.
Paul in Rhode Island. Paul. Go ahead.
I'm okay, though, because I had a not totally ripe banana that I bought at Walgreens this morning. So I'm okay.
Well, I'm sure.
I'm fine.
I'm sure Walgreens gets their bananas from a really good, really good supplier.
Let's go to Josh.
What do I need with Josh?
Hey, Beatles, Hardy, Lousy. I've been saying trade Mookie Betts all offseason. I've been waking up every single morning waiting for it. I never fell in love with that player because the Red Sox are trying to sell us a bridge year, trying to get below the luxury tax, and we have an asset to trade, Beatle. I don't know why you don't want to get rid of him.
Wait, so you're upset with the selling of a bridge year. You don't want a bridge year, right?
I mean, I kind of do now because they have no pitching either because there's no pitching there. I don't think they're going to do anything with or without Betts.
Okay. Well, you're going to win more games with Betts than without.
You are. Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to pay him the $35 million he's going to get when he's 39 years old and 40 years old? You're okay with that?
Yes.
Because it's almost certainly not going to be worth it at that point.
No, it never is.
Okay.
That's why the 12 years.
Look how it got with Pedroia.
The 12 years thing, that's a non-starter if you're the Red Sox. No, Mookie, the deal is 10 years, but the Red Sox can't offer him 29 or 30. They need to offer 34 or 35. They're not in the right ballpark. They're shorting him the money here. They're not paying him what he's worth in that offer. And they know it. And I think there might even be fudging that report and what they're leaking out to writers or talk show hosts or whoever.
Right.
The number might be a little, just a tiny bit inflated.
But to what the caller just said, too,
like 3% inflated.
It doesn't feel that attachment. I don't think fans are going to go ballistic if they don't. Like, people are going to go ballistic if Brady leaves. I don't think people are going to go ballistic if Betts leaves. I don't feel that attachment from fans. Like, they love him, like him as a player. But again, to the point, how many kids have his jerseys?
So tomorrow morning on Tutcher and Rich, David Ortiz is going to be on the show. They taped the interview a short time ago. Ortiz is on the side of trading Mookie. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's going to be a great interview. You're going to want to hear it tomorrow.
Well, you pretty much told him.
No. I haven't, because he says a lot more.
Okay.
David, he goes into depth. He goes into detail on
David's okay. A big business guy. And he understands the game. And what's going to be better for the game? For Mookie Betts personally? For the organization personally?
Any chance that hearing it in full is going to change your mind on the matter?
Maybe.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
I have not heard the interview. I just know that part because I just talked to Rich about it. So I'm looking forward to hearing what his reasons are, because he doesn't just say, he obviously has more to say on it, because I'm looking forward to hearing his reasons when this airs tomorrow on Tutcher and Rich, because you know where I think that's coming from? John Henry. And I think here they are. They're trying to sell it.
Well,
they're trying to sell this. So speaking to your point, Zoe, you know, no one's going to be upset. Well, somebody's going to be upset. There will be some fans that care enough to be upset.
I agree with that.
There's not going to be an outcry. No, he's not Tom Brady.
Right.
So what?
Extremely
good. No one is Tom Brady in Boston.
Extremely good young player. But when you say Red Sox, he's the star. I know Bogarts. And I know the bargain. Bogarts isn't Betts.
Like, if David Pastrnak was traded tomorrow, would Bruins fans be pissed? No, yes.
Well, yeah, but Pastrnak's still
there. Would it match Tom Brady leaving? No. It wouldn't.
You're right.
Not everything is Tom Brady. Tom Brady's in a different class.
That's the best
but
comparison
we are Boston,
right there.
But we are Boston. This is the way fans react when they call us. I don't hear the outcry of pissed off people saying, you better freaking sign Betts or I'm done.
It's because he's still under contract. He's still here. That and people are just operating under the assumption that he is going to play here for the majority of the year and that, you know, this is a long ways off. I don't think they're making a trade today or tomorrow, and they're going to try and get lost in the news dump of a Friday before the Super Bowl. I don't see it going down like that. And, Beetle, everything in the short term, of course, you want him on the team. And by short term, I have this in my head, I've always had in my head this magic number of 4 years. 4 years and in, I'm all in. You pay that guy whatever he wants, and you keep him here. It's years 6 through 10, 6 through 12, if you get him what he really wants, that's where I start to say, now you've got a guy who is almost certainly not going to be worth the money. He's going to be untradeable at that number, and you've hamstrung yourself with this deal because you were so enamored with him, with what he's doing, and what he's doing is top two in baseball. I get that. But what he wants and what most of these players want is to be paid handsomely for years when they don't produce at that level. And I don't blame the Red Sox for balking at it because, like, what is it that you really want? You want to get paid for all these years.
But they're not balking at it because they offered him 10 years at nearly $300. So they've already agreed they're going to pay him $30 million a year in some of those years.
But there's a much.
So what's the difference between 30 and 35?
$5 million.
Yeah, yeah. Is that real? I'm saying percentage-wise on the amount of money they're going to pay him?
It's not a lot.
So if you're talking in years...
But a 10-year deal, you're talking about $50 million.
If you're saying the first 7 years of the deal will be pretty damn good, but years 8, 9, and 10, whatever you get there, you're lucky. Okay, you've already agreed to pay him $30 million in those years. So what are you really haggling over, $15 million difference?
People still complain about Dustin Pedroia's contract, and that was a sweetheart deal he gave the team because he hasn't been able to give you anything in the last 3 years that he's been here. And he costs you nothing. And people still bitch about that. What do you think they're going to be bitching about when you're paying a guy $30 million who is just an average hitter or slightly above average?
But this is Mookie Betts' first contract. That was Pedroia's second. That was not his first deal. That was not his first contract after, you know, his first real contract.
Just don't cut
later in his career.
Anybody who wants to sign him, you know, long term, 10, 12 years, and wants to pay him $34 million, I would say. I don't want to hear about it when we get to the year 2031 and Mookie Betts is up there chewing up a significant part of your payroll because you wanted him so bad. I don't want to hear about
it
then.
He'll be 38 years old, 37, 38. So, again, if you're expecting that, you know, through age 35, you're good. You've already agreed to pay him all that money in those years. So if we're talking a difference of $5 million a year in those back years, you're not wasting a lot of money. And much more than you've already agreed to.
Okay.
So they're not totally balking at doing that, or else they wouldn't be talking about a 10-year deal. Because I understand what you're saying. I look at it and say, this is how business is now done in this sport. And I don't think it's good for the game.
No.
I think it's problematic for the game. I think that they should consider limiting the length of contracts in baseball. I'm not talking about capping the dollar amount per year, but I think that they should maybe think about limiting the number of years on the deals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How many guys are out there getting paid, you know, big dollar amounts who are literally not playing?
Vollmer.
It happens. It happens all too often.
All right, let's get a check of the action update, and we'll be right back. Sebastian Vollmer is here, and he is going to join us coming up in the Apex Entertainment guest chair. This hour of coverage brought to you by Intra Systems.
T-Bone is killing it with the Miami Regionals. Like, that's all they play down here.
Joining us now in the Apex Entertainment guest chair here on Radio Row on Zolak and Bertrand, former Patriot Sebastian Vollmer is here. The McCourties blew us off, but not you.
Not
I
me.
Like that.
That's on me. That's on me. You ask.
Lyman.
Yes.
That's the
we
difference.
Do what we're
yeah.
told. Salt of the earth. We got no spine.
Yeah, they're under cattle. It's going to be like camp. Moo. They all go like travel in packs.
What was well, you had the food. I just saw you eating, so I figured I'd come over here.
There we go. Because there's no food here. Right.
Yeah, what was the famous Brady line? You fat cows come up here and protect me. You fat cows come up here and block somebody for me.
You never said that to me. First of all,
not to you. Not to you, of
course. When you're 40 times slower than your linemen's, okay, I don't think you should be talking about.
All right.
Fetzos.
So way back in the day when we started together as a show many years ago, you were a Wednesday guest. You've come such a long way to where you could tell a lot of things.
You're free to say whatever you want.
Yes, no, and Nate did the same thing.
I still have that voice in my head, though. just you know, there's always something.
Aaron or Stacy standing next to you waiting to hear what you say, yeah.
on the other phone.
Is it good to be free?
Well, you know, I mean, you try to be respectful. I mean, right. I know you're trying to get me in trouble.
You know, no, God, no.
Sebastian Vollmer with us. You obviously heard the news the other day that Dante Scarnecchia is retiring. You obviously have an intimate knowledge of what he is as a coach and what he means to the Patriots' offensive line. So how would you describe that? How good is he, and how much did he mean to you?
Oh, my God. He is to me at least, the best assistant coach the league has ever had. He is phenomenal in what he does. He's a tough guy to play for, no doubt. But I said it before. I think you only had two choices. You either quit or you get better. There was nothing in between with that man. And I appreciate that so much. He made me the player I was, good or bad, and whatever you want to think. But that is a direct product of his doing. And he did it to so many guys. I mean, that saying, obviously, there were a lot of talented guys on a Patriots offensive line that he coached. I mean, Logan Mankins, you know, some of the greats I played with. But he also made players and really into serviceable, sometimes, most of the time, starters, sometimes Pro Bowls, et cetera, players that maybe didn't come with that oomph into the league, yeah, saying, you know, that's that first rounder. You know, everybody looks like Nate Solder.
So you guys are one of the best screen team games in the league, going back to whether you had Kevin Falk to James White now. And you said something off air about Scar. Okay, when I played with meathead linemen, they would lock in, hear the protection, okay, go to the line, we break the huddle. He would give you guys a protection. It's a complicated offense. There's multiple protections. And he talked about cloud coverage because when you run screens, you got to know where that freaking corner is in that. Most line coaches don't do that.
Oh, that, man.
So he's teaching you coverage along with your blocking.
Well, I don't even think he was teaching him. It was just so ingrained in him. Yeah. The knowledge of the game and defenses, and he was saying it earlier. Like,
if they're in cloud, there's going to be a guy sitting out there.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was talking about he knows special teams, receivers. He was the guy installing the run game, knows just the defenses, and he expected his linemen to know that as well. But you were saying, I mean, that's what you're getting coached on. And what the Patriots normally, at least in my time, were looking for were athletic linemen, athletic enough, how he said it, right? Not just a fat cow, but, I mean, obviously you got to be somewhat around 300 pounds, and not all of us are.
What do you weigh right now?
260 on a...
260. So you've really taken care of yourself. See, we got to tell a story real quick. So when I started doing preseason TV, Ninkovich was down the field. We were cracking jokes. I'm like, Jesus, let's see Vollmer last time. Look, he's like 200.
Oh, yeah.
Pounds.
I'm mad at you. I forgot about that.
Oh, man, he's on the gas.
I forgot then, about that. I'm out.
No.
Let's talk to you. I asked
today.
No, we're preparing because I said,
you talked to Vollmer. You and Vollmer good because he thinks you said something really bad.
Nick texted me. He goes, he's really pissed. I'm like,
I forgot about that. Thanks for bringing that up.
It's a freaking joke, man. I'm like, no.
Terrible joke.
Takes care of himself.
Yeah.
Bad joke, but that's
terrible
me.
Joke.
Yeah.
It's not funny, bro.
It's not nice.
It's not when they test these guys as much as you test. Like Russ
you didn't
Wilson.
Play in Zoe's era when everyone was taking everything.
Oh man, we
you
were
played.
Well, yeah, but I don't think back in that. I mean, look at him. That's not performance enhancing.
Right.
Drugs that were taken. There were. Oh man,
that's a good one.
You know, I'm just saying. He's paying the price now.
Performance diminishing.
You guys can't even take cough syrup without reporting it, right?
Like Sudafed. Things like that. I know in the NHL, you can't even take Sudafed. You have a cold. You cannot take Sudafed.
Adderall.
You will test positive.
Yeah, I mean, that's a drug.
Yeah, but
I mean, he goes from like,
that's
what,
a prescription drug.
No, but I mean, Brandon Spikes and those guys got busted on that for the Adderall and that.
Once you analyze all that thing, isn't that actual medication what people take doesn't even come out? It's like the player saying, well, yeah, I took this and that. And I was like, did you though? Is that
really?
Did you really? Already gained 30 pounds in a month? Really?
Yeah. So what's your goal being down here this week? What are you trying to accomplish?
So we're here.
You do a lot of German radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are all the things you do now?
So right now we're here for DAZN, which is more international, but an OTT server that does sports online, essentially.
Sure.
And they're pretty big in Germany, and so we're doing the game here.
Like Hasselhoff.
He brought the wall down, okay? He is. don't make fun of the Hoff.
I love the Hoff.
A burger late night sometimes. He's the guy.
Hey, you got to get a burger. When you're crawling in a hallway, you can't get
if it's your carpet there. And you want to spill on it, it's your carpet.
It's your right.
Yeah.
He has done so much.
He has.
I feel like there's some sarcasm on this set. I feel like, don't make fun of the Hoff. Germans.
I have a guy who works on a building. Every time I leave, bye, David Hasselhoff. When I'm tan, they think I look like Hasselhoff.
You don't.
only because your shirt is unbuttoned. And
comes down further.
Is the Hoff still a really big deal in Germany?
I don't think he ever was, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Damn it. It's like a great urban legend, though.
It's like when the Knight Rider time, that was his thing. Like that, you know, he was that Michael.
Knight Rider was badass.
Yeah, see, that was that, but, you know.
All right, so you're saying sports in Germany online.
Oh, yeah, so we're doing here with DAZN, and so we're doing the game. And I think
all calls us. You've called us.
Yeah, we're doing the broadcast. Me and Marcus Kuhn is over there. And so the whole point of it is to bring the league really more international, specifically to Germany, and that's kind of like the whole goal. So whatever we can do to like really work with the league and DAZN for us now, just really to get the marketing, the PR, and everything going, and really interest the fans in there.
There are fans in Germany. Are we going to get a game there eventually? I mean, it keeps getting sort of brought up as one of the potential.
There's more fans
international
there than there
games.
Were in London when we did
no
those
doubt,
games in London.
But the money goes further in London,
right?
So they get more bang for their buck. There will be a game. The question is, I mean, they've been saying it, like you were saying, I mean, for 10 years, next year.
It's always
years.
Brought up, like, oh, we'll look at that one next year.
Yes.
And it sort of gets pushed off.
And, I mean, it comes down to money. I mean, I assume that's always the deciding factor. We will, and I think it's prime for it. I think the London games, there are more Germans in those stadiums than there are actually people from the UK. They travel well. They love the sport. It is growing. I mean, by I think 40% every year, the viewerships. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl, that millions of people watching it in the middle of the night. So I mean, it's certainly they're trying hard to be the number two sport, obviously after soccer.
Yeah, where's your former quarterback going to go this offseason? Is he going anywhere?
I'm having such a good time here, and then.
Every guest this week is getting asked the question.
Everyone.
I asked him once.
Okay, I don't know. Just from a friendship perspective, I don't want to see him go anywhere. But I also think. He has. If he decided, and it was just up to him, I do think he has done obviously enough for the league, for the Patriots, for every football fan out there to decide his own fate. But on the other hand, it's two sides on this, right? It's not just Tom saying I want to get out of here and the Patriots. So there's some business, There's a lot of business talk in between. When it's all said and done, I hope and I do think he stays here.
He's so professional as far as keeping things internalized without giving you something that's going to post in that. And the way he's kept it in for 20 years, there's been so much stuff written about that friction towards the end 4 or 5 years ago. Did you guys, as players, ever feel that between he and Bill or he and Robert? Or
I don't, but I mean, it's, you know, I would say not a lot of guys go out with Bill to have a beer after a game. You know, I mean, I do have that relationship that.
And when you say not a lot, none.
I would say, well, yeah. I was not invited, so I can't only speak for myself here. I was on that. You had a bad grade. You're lucky if you're on the team tomorrow, guy. So, you know, we'll see about that. I don't know. I also don't think, like any other job, you don't have to have a, you know, phenomenal relationship with your boss to in order to good. It needs to be a good working relationship, but that's all it needs. But by no means am I saying here they had a bad relationship. I don't know. I mean, I have really no idea. I've never seen anything. They never yelled at each other, you know, like outside of football terms. I don't think anybody really had a bad relationship with Bill or Mr. Kraft, and like, at least not to my knowledge, or that I have seen it in a
locker
room. That I have not seen as well.
How bad was the foot comments with Rex when you guys were playing that play?
Well, but it took a while to like figure it out.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like it
We had a ding button, so every time he mentioned the word feet, we were playing the audio with ding ding.
But
ding.
I'm saying it took like an hour or two until somebody caught onto it. Like while it was live, it was just like whatever.
Rex is such a funny guy, though.
Yeah.
How much better do you feel, by the way, walking around at this weight as opposed to your playing weight? You were at 320.
I was listed at 320, so that, you know. You know,
were you north of that?
Well, it depends. I started north, and then during the season, I lost the weight. So much better. I'm also not hitting another 300-pounder. Obviously, helps. You know, in general,
that helps with your feelings.
Yeah. Physically and emotionally, it feels good. So I'm on the good side of life here.
It's just striking, though. Like, you know, the difference in that. It's like, oh, you look like a really healthy individual. You never looked unhealthy as a player.
Right.
But it's you just
more realize, crutches. I did.
Well, okay, you know. That part didn't look healthy. But just looking at you now, it's like it's good. It's good to see somebody post playing career, you know, actually looking healthier and more fit.
Yeah, I appreciate
than you did
that.
Before.
Yeah, again, it's easier to lose the weight when you're, you know, have a good old belly than we're already like a running back or receiver that's in shape. So it was somewhat easy for me.
All right, Sebastian Vollmer, appreciate you being here.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you, Sebastian Vollmer, with us here in the Apex Entertainment. From the Miami Beach Convention Center for Super Bowl 54. It's Radio Row coverage all week long. This hour brought to you by InterSystems. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Our thanks again to Sebastian Vollmer for stopping on by. Van Noy is coming back tomorrow.
He's not like the same person, Vollmer. Like, we just have to go back and go to the archives and pull our interviews out with him.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like,
he can speak freely.
Key. Pretended to speak broken English. Can he play the German accent? I don't know. You know, we try to.
He's got a very thick accent, but his command of the language is perfect.
Yes. Way better than when he did that on purpose.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing. I mean, to be bilingual, I think it's like such a skill for anyone.
I have issues with it. Sometimes.
For anyone who's bilingual, or in.
You have issues with being bilingual?
Yeah, well, I speak French and I speak English.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I can function in France. I went to Disney World.
You do not speak French fluently.
When we went to
anyone who's a fluent speaker in multiple languages, I think that's an amazing skill. I just have so much respect for that.
Yeah.
So the thing that you really have respect for is when someone is bilingual and is funny in their secondary language.
Yes. How do you know that if you don't know the joke? If they're telling a joke in their secondary language.
No, he's saying he's funny in English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Celine Dion.
Like, to be able to be funny speaking a foreign language is an immense skill.
Maybe he's not funny in German. Maybe he is only funny in one language.
No, that can't be. That cannot be.
Could very well be.
We should have got into Rammstein with him. Will you be there?
That would have been a great question for him.
To ask
him about the Rammstein concert at Gillette, which I still can't wrap my head around. Rammstein is coming to Gillette? Oh, yeah.
In a big way, baby.
People are excited.
I heard they're getting extra security for that one.
For what?
Because supposedly the entire floor turns into a mosh pit, but a dance pit.
Well, everything I've heard about concerts at Gillette, the security comes out for the country shows. That's
where they're just morons. Yeah. They're middle-aged men like us. Let's go to a country concert, wear a cowboy hat, and get arrested.
Yeah, let's go get in.
Let's go start a fight.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney. Stupid.
Let's go to the phones. Josh is in New Hampshire. Hey, Josh.
Hi, guys. So I wanted to talk to you guys about, like, one player who should be gone from the Red Sox, like, tradable. And people haven't been bringing up Chris Sale. Chris Sale is owed $145 million. And, like, people keep on saying, like, ever experts, like, trade, Betts, trade David Price. But why won't the Red Sox trade Chris Sale, who is making $140 million?
Do you think he's healthy?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's say he is healthy, Josh. Do any of us know it? I mean, here's the thing. I would say you're right. You shouldn't rule out putting him in a trade in Chris Sale, but nobody knows his health status. I mean, it's sort of up in the air.
And that makes sense. And some people are like the experts who said this. Chris Sale against Houston and a few other teams, the stats don't look good. So, like, if we can get some, if the Red Sox can get some controllable prospects from either the Dodgers or the Padres, who have a very deep farm system, why not look into their farm system and say, "Hey, we'll give you Sale for one of those top prospects in return, who maybe can start in a year or two." I know what you guys are saying.
I get it, though.
But they're not going to give up a top prospect.
Do it. You'd have to give him away. Someone would want to have to pay him if you don't want to take on the money. I mean, you'd have to take on money and give him away.
It's a great idea, but no one's given up a top prospect.
And not only that, no one knows if he's even healthy or where his arm is at. Where's the elbow at? What condition is he in? I think the best play there is get him back, prove that he can return to form, and then try and move him. You want to talk about a long-term deal where you should have some serious fears of paying a guy money when he doesn't play? It's Chris Sale. Chris Sale is a stupid signing. Not Mookie Betts. Not signing up Mookie Betts for 10 years and $350 million. It's doing stupid things like Chris Sale when you don't need to sign him. Yeah, jump on that train. We're talking about doing stupid things.
In retrospect, that may...
Oh, the Red Sox may balk at Mookie Betts. Why did they balk at Chris Sale? That's what they should have been balking.
May not have been the best idea to do what they did when they did it.
By the way, Pablo Sandoval just got re-upped for a one-year, $2 million minor league deal in San Francisco.
Oh, good.
In case you're wondering the status on him.
Pretty lady.
I mean, I can think of a bunch of stupid signings his team has made over the years. But Mookie Betts wouldn't be one of them.
Do you think the Tigers were wrong to sign Miguel Cabrera to the deal they did?
No.
And he's not producing.
But he was great for a time.
But now they're paying him $30 million. They had to move him to a DH last year. And everyone's excited because he hit .282. He had 12 homers on 139 games.
I mean, you got the name. You got Miguel Cabrera on your team. You know, that comes with it, too. Like, at least we tried to get a good player.
No one wants to think about the final years.
He needs to get on some PEDs. That guy. Think I'm kidding. He's got to get back into shape.
Talk about getting on the gas.
He ain't cheating. He ain't trying.
Baseball. I mean, baseball's filthy. Let's go.
I don't think Sebastian Vollmer was kidding around. I think he was legitimately upset with you.
We've talked.
Oh, no. They've talked multiple. He was pissed when that happened.
He goes, Dinkovich, you got to reach out to him. I said, it was a freaking joke. He goes, I know it does. He's like watching. He thinks he's on the juice. And I'm like, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, you guys were talking earlier about how you think Josh McDaniels will be pissed at Bill Belichick for blocking him from interviewing for the position. I have a theory. I don't think that's the case. I think he gets along well with Bill. I think Josh got cold feet, was going to back out of even talking to them. So he's just using Bill as an excuse, and Bill doesn't mind being the fall guy, saying, yeah, I'll cover for you. I'll say I gave you paperwork to do. You don't have to go. And Josh doesn't look like an idiot for backing out of another job.
Well, he never even got an interview. He never even got the chance to interview for that job. This is what happened there. They hired someone before they even got a chance to talk to Josh McDaniels. The Giants could have chosen to not hire Joe Judge when they did and said, we're going to go through all the candidates before we hire you.
Huh.
And then they would have risked losing Joe Judge, I know, to Mississippi State. I know that was a factor in that, too. I don't think what John's describing played out.
I don't know.
Save you from backing out. He could have just said, I'm not taking the interview. He's turned down interviews in recent years with teams. He could have done that again. There's no backing out.
Yeah.
Didn't even get an interview. 617-779-0985. More of your calls are coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. Some time to talk about the game this weekend. If you got some thoughts on the game and
oh
how that's going to play out.
A game.
The game. There's going to be a game on Sunday. That and are the Red Sox getting closer to trading Mookie Betts? If they do, in my opinion, it will be a big, major mistake. That's on the table as well. Here as we broadcast from Super Bowl 54 in Radio Row on Zolak and Bertrand. Guest chair, here's Hardy with headlines. Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center, as we get set for Super Bowl 54 coming up on Sunday night. This hour of coverage from Radio Row brought to you by Intra Systems. Belgrade Mavs coming up at 2 o'clock today. 617-779-0985. If you've missed any of our interviews at any point this week, and we've had a bunch of them here today, everything is up at our website, 985thesportshub.com. Of course, you can download the hourly podcast of the show, or you can also get the in-a-nutshell version at the end of every day, the condensed version of the show, which sort of captures the best of. But make sure you go to 985thesportshub.com, and make sure you also download our 985 The Sports Hub app. We were actually walking down the street this morning, Zoe and I, from our hotel, which is yep. 2 blocks away. And in the 2-block walk, we had one guy stop us and say, hey, fellas, it's 9:45.
Or step on it.
Get your ass to work.
Black,
and we're like,
black convertible Mustang, pasty white guy from Boston with no tan.
From down here, though. And we're looking and we're like, we're in Miami Beach. They listen here in Miami Beach. Yeah. Then, within 30 seconds of that happening, we met another guy, originally from Boston, lives in New York City, has lived in New York City for a long time, and he said, guys, so great to see you. I listen to you every day on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And I was like, whoa! I'm like, my mind was blown.
At the W Hotel last night, the guy working the Velvet Ropes
there. Working the door at the W.
South Shore.
Duxbury guy originally.
Oh.
Said, hey, I listen to you guys every day. I'm like, what?
Thank God for the app.
Really? Like, awesome. So make sure you download that 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And get to our website, 985thesportshub.com. What do you got, Hardy?
It is the number of transplants that were down here. I don't know if we talked about this on the air, but when we were out for dinner the other night, our waiter grew up 3 miles away from where I grew up. He used to come play in the dirt piles and the construction piles where they were building houses around a golf course where I worked. And I was like the low-level golf course guy, you know, like clean the carts, go scare the geese off of the greens like that, and scare the kids out of the construction areas. I said, I probably came and scared you out of a construction area because I was about, 6-7 years older than him. And I'm like, yeah, if I was 18 working at the golf course, you were 11, prime playing on a dirt pile a year. I'm like, yeah, we probably crossed paths a couple of times back in the day. But he's a waiter down here, a restaurant, Miami Beach. Crazy.
I feel like wherever we've gone, last year in Atlanta, obviously down here in Fort Lauderdale and Miami and Miami Beach, everywhere we've gone with all the Patriots Super Bowls, we've run across Boston people everywhere.
Yes.
Well, we are the
I feel like Boston just runs the world.
We are the number 2 show in the country.
I really do. Like, oh, more Boston people.
And a lot of people
can't escape us.
And a lot of people move away.
And a lot of people are like, huh. That's not bad living down here.
Yeah.
It really
it's
isn't.
Not bad.
It really isn't.
Let's go to Zach, who's in Amesbury today. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long time, first time. I know Garoppolo and Mahomes have gotten a lot of the attention, but two guys that I want to talk about are really Kelce and Kittle.
Yep.
I think that this game is the first game of, and you know, the first instance of many where this Gronk era tight end is kind of showcased by teams other than the Patriots.
Yeah, it's
Only one comparable to Gronkowski is Kittle.
Well, yes, but I think the point, and Zach, tell me if I'm wrong, the point is you've got two teams with premier tight ends, and one of those two tight ends is going to be on the winning side of the Super Bowl. and could be a big part of it for their team.
Exactly. It's been Gronk for the past couple of years predominantly. Yeah. But
I think Kelce has a better chance to be MVP than Kittle does. I don't think Kittle will get as many balls, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yes. So Kelce puts up offensive numbers.
I think that's your number two story.
Extremely productive. And the tight end matchup.
Quarterbacks are number one.
Yo, is this game lacking stars?
Yeah.
It feels that way.
Big time. Mahomes is really the only star. Think about it. Who's the star in the 49ers?
I mean,
they had a running back that I never heard of.
Bosa's going to be a star.
Well, but everybody like kind of knows him, and you're still waiting for him to explode. He's having a really good career.
He's fabulous.
San Francisco 49ers handed off the ball to a guy named Mozart that I never heard of that went over for 200 yards and four scores and an
And I don't think it said Mozart.
Mozart or whatever. Mozart?
That's your point. You made the point.
Do you know his name?
No, it's like it's like Mozart.
I think it's French. You should be able to pronounce it.
They come to McCourty's again.
Oh, they're the McCourty's taunting us again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typical.
Yeah.
How are they back again?
I don't know. What are they going
to see now?
But if they carry more pizza over here, I will take one or both of them.
Logan!
Do you know how much they're getting paid?
Logan!
They're not getting paid.
Which one is he?
It's probably the dumb-looking one.
Find out which one is Logan.
Email.
Nobody turned around when I said it. I'm guessing that guy's not here.
Is this Frank Gore here?
I don't know. Is it?
Talking to Chris Simms?
I believe it is.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good back.
What happened to they were chasing Vic earlier? Did anything happen with that?
Oh, Vic. He had to go walk his dog.
Just couldn't not do it.
Couldn't help yourself, could you?
What's wrong with that?
Hey, you guys are the dog people. You're going to offend the dog people.
My dog's a UMass sitting on a 50
right now. I'll let it be you. 617-779-0985. Lori is in Providence. Lori.
Hi. I just have a theory on the Brady signing. I think he's going to come back to the Patriots, but I think Giselle does not want to live in Boston for the rest of her life. So I think he's kind of getting her set up wherever she wants to be because his kids are getting older now. So he's got his two kids with Giselle and then Jack. So I think what they want to do is stay in an area and let the kids grow up. Because Brady's not going to play past two more years.
It's a fair point. Because you know, Tom's not going to play three more years. And whatever field of work that you do, when say you give your company a month notice or 2 month notice, you sort of have something else lined up. And you get that transfer going. That could be part of it. Make her happier because she likes to be near New York. You know? And he'll live in his sister's brownstone down in Back Bay. And then you guys come up Friday through Monday.
Does anyone sympathize with her, though, on this? Like, Hardy's brought this up before.
Well, it's hard when you retire. Normally, you look for a 55 and older community.
You know, how old is Giselle? Tom Brady's 43. How old is Giselle? Is she older?
39.
Younger?
Nine. I don't know.
Guess she is. She's 39. Okay. Good guess. She's 39 years old. You can't handle living in Boston for another 24 months?
Yeah, it's 36 months. It's not like it's 5 years.
Like, what?
And you got a great house.
And the ability to leave essentially whenever you want.
And go wherever the hell it is you want to go.
Right.
For much of the year.
Right.
Who was that?
I don't know, but he didn't see the freaking cameras here that were on TV.
No idea what's going on.
Is he a PR guy?
Are you Logan?
No, he's not. He's a media guy. He doesn't have a PR badge. That's not a PR guy, right? That's a media guy.
Who cares?
Player marketing agent.
That's close, but he's with a player, so I'm going to let it go.
So am I.
No, he works for a player.
He said he tried to bend down.
Yeah, he's with a player. If you were a PR guy, we'd have an issue.
Frank Gore's guy. Frank Gore's right behind you. It's Frank Gore's guy.
All right. We'll let it go. We like Frank Gore.
The years past on Radio Row, when the Patriots have been here, and there's a little bit more going on.
A more buzz.
And the city maybe isn't as, you know, nice to walk around in afterward. I feel like I reached the tipping point on being away and being, you know, working on location long about, like, Wednesday night. I'm like, wow, I'm not feeling it yet. You know, I could do this. I'm starting to feel it a little bit. Like,
you're going to be ready to go home.
I'm about done here, you know?
You'll be ready to go.
Little things. The McCourty's walking around with the pizzas and ignoring us. That started me down this path today.
Other than to talk smack about how they're not coming on.
Right, right. Well, starting to get to me a little bit.
That'll help my opinion in March when they start asking, should you cut Devin's salary or not?
They should. Significantly. Yep.
Payment pizzas.
How old is Devin now?
Yeah, let's start looking up his age.
Let's look up his age before I get back to Giselle and her age. Devin McCourty.
He'll be 32. Oh, 32.
He'll be 33 by the time the season starts. Old.
That's old for
done.
Old for safety.
Thanks a lot, Devin.
Too old.
Too old.
Too old.
Too old. Veteran minimum.
Oh, my God.
All right, so back to Giselle. You're 39. You could go wherever the hell you want to go. So is it worth discussing? Yes, because I think it's a real factor. But just let it be known that no one has any real – I don't think Laurie was offering any real sympathy for her. She's just acknowledging that
she
it's a
factor. She doesn't want to live here.
But, I mean, it might be true.
Sure.
And it might be a factor in deciding how they handle where they go, where he plays, or how long he plays. But on the other hand, let's just recognize that it's totally absurd. And it shouldn't play as much of a factor as we think it's going to and does. Because the whole thing is totally absurd. Because every other player in this league just picks up their crap and they go to their next place if they move and switch teams. And there isn't all this debate about where their kids are going to go to school.
They're special.
Or which house they're going to be in.
They're special.
I know. And it's sort of at a point where you're like, oh, enough already. Just pick where you want to play football and do it. That's all.
Just do it.
That's all there is. All right, 1 o'clock hour is here. We'll get to headlines, 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.